Snipers, you have to see what's happening in the cryptocurrency market today, as we are seeing the exact scenario we talked about yesterday with Bitcoin starting to come down towards this monthly open, and we have confluence in this area with the $36,500 support level and this market structural support level with this monthly open. And so Bitcoin is heading towards a very critical point right now, and Jerome Powell opened his mouth yesterday, and of course we can assume that all of this price action is because of the DXY after Jerome Powell announcing that interest rates are most likely going to see a hike to the upside towards 2023. The DXY has pushed to the upside because, of course, if interest rates start to increase, it's harder to obtain the US dollar. And so now we're starting to see movement in this chart. And because this is upside movement, that is exactly why we're starting to see gold, for example, see a push to the downside. And we know how the DXY correlates with all markets. It's not just commodities like gold, but if we look at what's happening to the S&P 500, we're starting to see price action towards the 50-day moving average. Is this going to open the door for Bitcoin to come down, break this $36,500 level, and potentially come back down towards the $35,000 area and come even lower to retest this range here between $24,000 and $35,000 US dollars? That is a possibility because the DXY is starting to move. This is a brand new puzzle piece. Of course, Jerome loves to open his mouth at the perfect time. And of course, now we're starting to see the reaction of the DXY and how that's impacting gold. So we need to talk about what to monitor for Bitcoin on a day-to-day basis right now, because the DXY has already made its move. And so as we approach the next daily candle and then into the weekend where the cryptocurrency markets are the most manipulated, it is crucial for us to monitor Bitcoin's price action right now. And so I'm going to quickly give you a summary here, but there's a lot of things in the micro timeframes that we're going to have to look at. But for the macro, if we do not hold 36,500 at this point, that opens the door to 24,000 US dollars, in my opinion, because that puts us back inside of this structural formation. This would be assumed as a bull trap, and now we have the potential to come back and retest the support of the symmetrical triangle, which, if we were to just look at the market structure, that could be around that $31,000 range. It could even be lower than that if we see a breach of this support, because once again, if we saw the bull trap, what if we see another bear trap? And so we need to talk about this $36,500 level, but that is the key level right now to the downside, because everyone's talking about where is the bottom here. That's the key level. And of course, 42,000 is right above the $41,950 resistance. We still want to get above there if we want to assume that we could see 50,000 again. And so that's for the upside if something happens, a miracle comes. But Jerome Powell opened his mouth, and that's the truth. That is not why the charts are doing what they're doing, though, because we can always assign a reason to market price action. The DXY is something we've been watching since the start of this year when we initially crossed above home base at this 20-week moving average. So this is nothing new to us. We've been monitoring the DXY reversal. We knew we were in a point of reversal. We did see the initial rejection, but this was not a rejection that occurred here in February of 2021. So the DXY has been making this move over the last few months. This is nothing new, but the fact that it's been taking a few months means that we're seeing momentum build here. And that's why there's such a strong continuation candle. And the real question that we want to talk about in this specific video that matters in the next 24 hours is, have we seen the markets adjust to this continuation candle that the DXY has already seen, or are we going to see that adjustment? And that's the question I want to start with. You guys are watching the Snipers channel. My name is Naeem Alobaidi. Remember to smash the like button for the YouTube algorithm. So I want to talk about the more micro timeframes, as I mentioned earlier, and then we'll talk about the DXY in traditional markets. But right now, we have to realize that $36,500 level is key, because there's three points of confluence: the monthly open, the structural support, as well as the major support of $36,500. And so now that we're coming towards this range, it looks like that's where we're going to want to come and test the previous breakout range. That's garden variety market behavior. Some of you guys on the comments are saying, stop saying garden variety. You have to realize that this isn't just a saying. When I say garden variety, what I'm saying as an umpire is this is how the market is supposed to act. This is why the market has opportunity for traders and investors. It's because it's supposed to act a certain way based on, you know, Fibonacci, mathematics. We can go on and on. But the point is, when it's garden variety, that means it's good. It's what's supposed to happen. If it's not garden variety, it's not what's supposed to happen. That's when you have to start looking at other puzzle pieces. So it's important when I say garden variety because there's meaning to that. And so a retest of this support level would be garden variety market behavior. And so we have 5 points of resistance that we've already seen at this level. It needs to act as support for the first retest. And so this could be the opportunity to long. I'm sure there'll be some sort of a bounce, but maybe we come up to the month or the weekly open and then we come and retest it to the downside if that's going to start to assume we're going to see a break to the downside. And this is why the weekend is going to matter for those that are subscribed to the channel. I'll update you on the weekend, of course. But right now, the $36,500 level is key. And so if we see a retest of that, we really need to monitor Bitcoin's price action. If we start to see hourly and 4 hour candles come below 36,500, we're really starting to play a dangerous game coming towards this $31,000 level. And that door opens up this range to 24,000. So coming into the weekend, I wouldn't want to say it would be the best idea to start looking at long positions if we're below 36,500 heading into the most manipulated time in the market. I would say maybe waiting it out and seeing if we can get some nice wicks down, and those would be the entries there. It's going to be a very dangerous game. We have to really think about, has the market adjusted to the DXY's move yesterday after Jerome Powell's announcement, right? That is all going to be determined on whether or not 36,500 holds. If it doesn't, that to me is saying that the market hasn't adjusted yet and there could be a further adjustment, right? So we want to monitor that. And then 42,000, of course, is the upside scenario for Bitcoin. I'm going to quickly graze over altcoins because we know Bitcoin is the main mover in the market. It influences every other coin. But Ethereum is showing weakness as we've expected. The Ethereum to Bitcoin chart is really what matters. At this point, we're forming new lows here. So I'm expecting a retest of this support. I'm going to wait for this area because that could be a potential bullish flag here, a good entry here. So it looks like if that happens, Ethereum could come down to the 1760 range when it comes to the US dollar price. But of course, the Bitcoin chart is really what matters here. And then when we look at what's happening to the total cryptocurrency market cap chart, notice how we are still fighting at this 200-day moving average. We've knocked on this door quite a few times. But on the weekly chart, you can see we are just at this 20-week moving average, still holding on to it. I wouldn't be surprised to see more volatility in this lower range. I don't think we'll come down below $1 trillion in market cap. The market has really matured, and so I'm not expecting that. Bitcoin dominance still showing signs that the market has fear, with the dominance above the 50-day moving average, probably heading towards 50%, where we're going to see the 20-week moving average come and battle the Bitcoin dominance price action, right? So we're gonna have to see if it can hold that 20-week moving average. And then others dominance, just having a cup of coffee, nothing much changing there. But I do want to talk about traditional markets. So gold, seeing the first reaction, of course, institutions hedging away from gold now that they're seeing the dollar come up in value. We need to monitor whether or not the market has adjusted to this. We're gonna come into a weekend, and the way Bitcoin comes into the weekend is how I'm going to play the weekend, in my opinion. So the S&P 500 looks like it's going to be showing at least some weakness for the next few days. Let's continue to monitor this. The S&P 500 may have not have adjusted to the DXY as well yet. So keep that in mind. Food for thought. International markets seem to also have been reacting to this. You can see Euro 100 taking a pause. We look at the Shanghai coming down here. China heavily reliant on the US economy coming down here. So we need to start really thinking about the question whether or not the market, and this is the puzzle piece I want to leave you home with, has the market adjusted to the DXY's continuation yet? I'd love to hear your thoughts in the comments below without entering into a giveaway to win one of my favorite technical books on Bitcoin, Mastering Bitcoin. If you want to win this book, comment below your favorite altcoin or answer that question about the DXY, and you'll be entered in to win this book. And I'm going to pick a winner from our video yesterday. I appreciate each and every one of you snipers tuned into our channel. I couldn't do this without you. Lisa Gonzalez says the intro sounded more like a rap verse. Good work, mate. Thank you so much. I'm going to put a like on that comment. Send me a message on Instagram, Lisa. You won Mastering Bitcoin. And with that, thank you all for tuning in today. Until next time, snipers out.